True prophetic love, a bond that's pure and true. True prophetic love, a love that guides us all in everything we do.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'du fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, whoever recited salat upon me 10 times during the day and 10 times during the night will attain my intercession on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madrichal, welcome back to our beautiful series of True Prophetic Love. And today we are in our 16th episode, Alhamdulillah, in which we will be discussing the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the manner in which we must obey the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and respect the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We were looking at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us the adab of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in the Holy Quran. My dear viewers of Monday Channel, when we think about it, these ayat really show us the greatness of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even though we can truly never understand the maqam, the status of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When someone, if it is a very important person, what we call VIP, or a king, then before they go to that king or that important person, usually what happens is that the advisor of that king or that important person or someone beforehand prepares the person that when you go and meet the king, you must sit like this, you must behave like this, and you mustn't speak before him like this and that. So the person who is going to visit this king or this important person, he is taught the respect of this person by someone who is lower than this king in status. But here we see the adab, the respect, the etiquettes to be considered in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam are being taught by the King of Kings, the creator of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us the way we must speak before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way in which we must behave towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. And the ones Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that they do not have aql. Who are those people? How do they behave in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam? And how do the ones behave who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tested their hearts for taqwa? This is also coming forward in this episode, inshallah. So we will begin with the ayah of the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, this is the second ayah of Surah Al-Hujurat.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawtin nabiyyi wa la tajharu lah ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, O believers, do not raise your voices higher than the voice of this conveyor of the unseen, meaning the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and nor speak aloud in his august court, just like you speak aloud to one another amongst yourselves, in case your deeds go to waste whilst you are unaware. Allahu Akbar. This ayah is a tanbih, it is a caution towards us. That ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi. Do not raise your voices higher than the voice of this conveyor of the unseen. Over here, an-nabi. The meaning of nabi is the one who conveys the unseen. Now someone may ask, how does the Prophet ﷺ know the unseen? Well, it is taught to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And is also mentioned in Surah Al-Jinn. And so the word Nabi refers to the Prophet ﷺ, meaning the one who conveys the knowledge of the unseen, of course, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and nor speak aloud in his august court. وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ. Just like you speak aloud to one another amongst yourself. كَجَهْرِ بَعْضِكُمْ لِبَعْضِ. And in case you do that, what happens? أَن تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. In case your deeds go to waste whilst you are unaware. Meaning you will not even realize, and your deeds will have been wasted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because you raise your voice above the voice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we dearly respect the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, over here, when this ayah was revealed, the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Sayyidina Thabit bin Qais radiyallahu an, he would only be able to hear loud voices. And so naturally, a person who only hears loud, they tend to speak louder as well. And so he would speak loud. When this ayah was revealed, he went to his home, and he locked himself in. He stayed inside in the confinement of his house. And after a while, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam inquired about him, and Sayyidina Sa'd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was sent to Sayyidina Thabit bin Qais radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to inquire about the matter. So when he went, he asked Sayyidina Thabit bin Qais radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, why have you confined yourself into the four walls of your house? He says that this ayah of the Quran was revealed, and I only speak loudly. And when I speak loudly in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have now feared. And so he says, I have become from the people of the hellfire. This is his attachment to the Prophet ﷺ, that he is thinking that this ayah is revealed about him. And so he says, now I've become from the people of the hellfire, and I've confined myself into the four walls of my house. Even though it is not that he did this on purpose. And so Sayyidina Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala an, when he goes back to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, informs the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he commands Sayyidina Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu to go back, and that Sayyidina Thabit bin Qais radiallahu ta'ala anhu be told that he is not from the people of the hellfire, in fact he is from the people of paradise. And so this matter resolved as such. But look at how the Sahaba alayhim ridwan, they are so sensitive in this matter about the respect of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Another incident which is relevant over here, if we come to the time of Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, In the time of Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, the king of the time, Abu Ja'far Mansur, was in Al-Masjid Al-Nabawi Al-Sharif. He was asking Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala about an issue. And Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, he said to him, يا أمير المؤمنين لا ترفعوا صوتك في هذا المسجد فإن الله عز وجل أدب قوما. He said, O leader of the believers, do not raise your voice in this masjid. For indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught manners, etiquettes to the people. And then Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned the ayah, لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي, the ayah that we just mentioned. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised the people. He says,
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَغُضُّونَ أَصْوَاتَهُمْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَى لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ.
Indeed, those who lower their voices in the august court of Allah's beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are the ones whose hearts Allah has tested for piety, for taqwa. For them is forgiveness, lahum maghfira, and great reward. Wa ajrun azim. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dispraised the ones who call to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from outside his house. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُنَادُونَكَ مِنْ وَرَاءِ الْحُجُرَاتِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ.
Indeed, those who call you from outside the rooms of your private residence, most of them do not have any sense, meaning regarding your lofty status. And this ayah is said to have revealed when a tribe, it came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from outside the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, instead of waiting for the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam himself to come out, to come outside, they started calling out to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us adab of the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, that we shouldn't call out to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so this tribe, it was taught the mannerism in which they would present themselves to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Indeed, those who call you from outside the rooms of the private residence, most of them do not have any sense. And they were calling out towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this manner, how we would usually call out to one another. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is of a greater rank. They were told to wait patiently outside, and that would be better for them, if only they knew. You do not call out to the Prophet ﷺ to come out to you, you wait for the Rasul ﷺ to come to you. Subhanallah. And so, the respect of the Prophet ﷺ after his apparent departure from this world is the same as that which was when he was apparently in front of us. And the king, he says to Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, should I face the Qibla and do dua, or should I face the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? And Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, he says to this king, why would you turn your face away from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is your wasila, your intermediary, and the intermediary of your father, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, on the day of judgment. In fact, face the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and ask for intercession through him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept this intercession. And when we look at the ta'zeem, the Sahaba alayhim wa ridwan, they had to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when this ayah was revealed, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, is said to have taken an oath to only speak in a way in which a person tells a secret to another. It's such a manner. If you were to tell a secret, how would you speak? So Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, he would speak to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in such a manner. Sayyidina Umar, the second caliph of Islam radiallahu anhu, would speak so lightly that it would be needed to ask again what he had just said. Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, he states that when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would talk, the Sahaba alayhim ridwan, they would lower their heads as if birds were perched on them. As if a bird is sitting on your head, and if you slightly move your head, the bird will fly off. And so the Sahaba alayhim ridwan, they would lower their heads and stay so still that as if birds were perched on their heads. SubhanAllah. This was the respect. This was the humbleness they would have in the majalis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, as we move forward about the calling of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what have we been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
لا تجعلوا دعاء الرسول بينكم كدعاء بعضكم بعضا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O people, do not make the calling of the messenger amongst yourselves just like one calls the other amongst yourselves. Sahaba alayhim ridwan, how would they speak to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They would say, Ya Rasulullah. They would say, Ya Rasulullah. And they would also, in the beginning of their kalam, in the speech with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would say, Fadaytuka bi abi wa ummi. They would say, may my father and mother be sacrificed for you. Or they would say, bi nafsi anta ya Rasulullah. May my life be sacrificed for you, O Prophet of Allah. This is how they would talk to the Prophet ﷺ. Bi abi wa ummi. Say, may my mother and father be sacrificed for you, O Messenger of Allah ﷺ. And this is also reinforced in another ayah of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says,
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu istajibu lillahi walir rasooli idha da'akum lima yuhyikum.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O believers, present yourselves upon the call of Allah and His Messenger when the Messenger calls you for such a thing, meaning faith, or the Quran, or jihad in the way of Allah, or martyrdom, etc., which will give you life. And so the Sahaba alayhim ridwan, when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would call them, how would they respond? Usually we will find that in a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba would say, Labbayka wa sa'adayk ya Rasulullah. O Messenger of Allah, I am present at your call. Labbayk. This is how they would respond to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one narration from Sayyidina Abu Sa'd bin Mu'alla radiallahu an, he says, I was praying, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called me, and I was praying, so I didn't respond to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he goes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after finishing his salah, he says, Ya Rasulullah, I was praying. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not said, O believers, present yourselves upon the call of Allah and His Messenger when the Messenger calls you? Shok tera agar na ho, meri namaz ka imam, mera qiyam bi hijab, mera sujood bi hijab. If I do not have true love for the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, then my standing in prayer and my sajda, my prostration to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is all in a hijab, it is all veiled. My deeds are incomplete without the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He give us true love of the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah, we will continue with our beautiful series in the next episode. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
True prophetic love, a bond that's pure and true. True prophetic love, a love that guides us all.